Your Complete Healthcare Center presents Conversations with MIT Medical, Care for the Community with Melanie Cole.
Peer-to-Peer is a group of trained student volunteers committed to providing online peer support to MIT students. My guests today are Dr. Evan Waldheader. He's staff psychologist at MIT Mental Health and Counseling. Dr. Renila Fernandez, practicing psychiatrist at MIT Mental Health and Counseling, and Berge Chilangarian. He's an undergrad at MIT Medical who's been involved in the development of peer-to-peer. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Waldheader, I'm going to start with you. Tell us, what do students at MIT typically run into with issues with mental health and counseling? Why the need for a peer-to-peer?
Well, what we've found from talking to students and from looking at the research is that often when students are having a problem, you know, instead of turning professional help, one of the first places that they turn is to peers, friends or family. And, you know, students still have some reluctance to reach out for professional help due to a variety of issues, including stigma, anxiety about, you know, the potential consequences of reaching out for help. And so, you know, I think in addition to providing, you know, sort of full range of mental health services here, we really wanted to make sure that there were options for students to also get help from other students. And several years ago, MIT had a phone-based peer support service called Nightline that was actually sort of underutilized and not appropriately utilized at times. And so that sort of shut down, and there was a group of students that decided that they still wanted to develop some peer support program, and the students sort of, you know, overwhelmingly said that they wanted this to be an online-based program, that would be more comfortable, that would be a lower barrier way of getting support. And so we've been working for the last several years on sort of bringing an online peer support program to campus, and now we have peer-to-peer, and we've partnered with a website called Seven Cups of Tea, which sort of runs the peer-to-peer platform. And it essentially provides a way for students, both undergraduate and graduate students here at MIT, to go on the website and chat anonymously with trained peer listeners, other MIT students that are there to engage in this sort of real-time online chat and be a supportive listener and empathize, provide support and normalization, and then if needed, sort of refer people to the right places on campus to get additional help.
Dr. Fernandez, as a psychiatrist, what do you see as some of the mental health needs that could be supported by the development of a program initiative like peer-to-peer?
Well, I think depression and anxiety are common things that people struggle with, students struggle with, and often being alone, feeling depressed or feeling very anxious can be a very, very difficult experience. And I think loneliness is something that really exacerbates it. So having students that students can talk to can really make a big difference.
And what red flags should they look for in their friends, Dr. Fernandez, that would signal the need for some extra help?
If they're not seeing their friends anymore, so sometimes people will notice that their friends aren't coming out into the common room, they're not coming out to dinner, they're missing classes, they might notice that their friends aren't showering or kind of taking care of their hygiene anymore, maybe kind of increasing the amount of that they're drinking or using substances. I think not turning in work, all of these things can be things that can be troubling, or I think to really kind of raise concern for people.
Dr. Waldheader, should students who feel suicidal or in crisis use peer-to-peer?
No, so peer-to-peer is not meant to be a crisis service. So, you know, certainly we sort of train our peer listeners in sort of how to respond and how to refer people to the right places if they encounter students who are suicidal. And so we make sure that our peer listeners are aware of resources both on campus and off campus to refer people for crisis intervention if that seems, you know, needed in the moment. But peer-to-peer is really not meant to be a crisis service. So we encourage students who are in an acute mental health crisis or are feeling suicidal to reach out either to the MIT Mental Health on-call service or there are a range of other suicide crisis services off-campus. I'm here in Boston. We have a service called the Samaritans. There's the National Suicide Lifeline. So those would be resources that we would direct students in crisis to.
Bears, you've been involved in the development of peer-to-peer. Give us the student perspective. What did you as a student feel was missing from just going to counselors for these needs? Why this student-to-student thing or need is so important?
Yeah, so I think what's important is that I think the only person who really knows what a student is going through is another fellow student because they're having the same exact MIT experience. But what's really hard is as a student, you want to seem strong to your friends. You want to seem like everything is going well. And so it's very hard to open up and share kind of personal information that may make you seem like you're having a hard time. So with an anonymous chat, you can actually talk to someone, a fellow MIT student who knows what you're going through, but not have the judgment or the consequences of opening up and sharing your emotions.
So you mentioned that it's an anonymous chat. Can anybody be a part of it, or do you have to log in to the site to use it?
So what happens is you actually go in, and we make sure that you're an MIT student by validating your MIT certificate, and then all that information is wiped away, and you're anonymous once you're on the site. In that way, we can make sure that only MIT students are taking advantage of the resource, but once they're in, we know no information about them, and they're completely anonymous.
And so, Dr. Waldheader, how is peer-to-peer manned on a regular basis?
So we have student volunteers, and we're sort of always, you know, sort of encouraging new students to sign up to be peer listeners. And we basically, you know, encourage our listeners to sign on to the site as their availability permits and just sort of be available for students who log on looking for somebody to talk to. We have a feedback form that if students do log on to the site and there aren't any peer listeners available, there's a way that they can sort of let us know and share that feedback and so that we can make sure that we're providing, you know, the appropriate coverage at the appropriate time.
And Dr. Fernandez, how do you work with the students to help them with some of the people that are your volunteers to help them so that they know what to say and how to work with students who are feeling, you know, that stress?
So there's a training that all students have in terms of having some reflective listening, empathy skills. So every student who volunteers goes through the training. After that, we've offered office hours, kind of an opportunity for students to be in contact with us if they ever need help. There's also a place in the website where students can consult with other students who are online if there's a question that's coming up or something that's making them uncomfortable. So we want students who are volunteering to feel really supported and that they have a place to go if they have any kind of questions or concerns that come up.
And Bears, is this extremely satisfying for volunteers because you do get to feel like you are helping your fellow students? Give us some stories. Tell us some of the things that you've done that really made you feel great about this development.
Yeah, I mean, for me, what's personally been so satisfying is I've always wanted to make sure no one felt alone on campus because there's so many students who really want to help each other and are just finding the right medium. And so, you know, some of the first conversations I had where we were actually seeing that, you know, it was very satisfying to students to have someone to talk to and to tell something that they weren't able to share with their friends at MIT and to have that experience of making someone feel like they weren't alone on campus, which oftentimes seems like such a big place.
Have you ever felt the need to go to Dr. Waldheader or Dr. Fernandez with a question about somebody's comment?
I haven't had that experience yet, no. The people I've talked to kind of were having experiences that I was very familiar with because I think a lot of students go through very similar things on campus. But at some point, I'm sure that will come up, and we have the resources set up to kind of make that conversation happen, which is great.
Dr. Waldheader, last word to you. Wrap it up for us about peer-to-peer, the importance of students helping students, and what you want them to know about MIT's mental health services and counseling.
Well, I would just sort of echo what Barish was saying in terms of, you know, that I would say to students that, you know, that you don't have to feel alone, you don't have to be alone, that there are other students and many resources on campus that you can connect with and you should connect with, especially if you're struggling in any number of ways. And, you know, hopefully peer-to-peer provides a way to connect with people in a way that might be less intimidating or anxiety-provoking than, you know, reaching out for professional help if that's something that you're reluctant to do for any number of reasons. Hopefully this is a more comfortable way to get connected and to be able to share your experience with somebody who hopefully really gets it and sort of knows where you are and knows where you've been and can really sort of just help you through. I think sometimes just having a friendly listening ear can make all the difference in the world. So we really hope students, you know, take advantage of this other way of sort of accessing support and connection on campus.
And Berge, how do they find peer-to-peer?
Oh, I think people are really loving it. I mean, this is a very unique thing that we've never had before on campus, and we really had a lot of students use the service and really open up, and we got great feedback from them. So we're going to continue this fall, and we're really looking forward to kind of expanding across the campus and reaching more students who kind of need that anonymous listener.
And where do they go to find out more information?
So students can go to peer2peer.mit.edu, and that is the number two. So peer, number two, peer, to find out more information about the service and actually use the service.
Thank you so much, all of you, for being with us today. It's really great information, and what a great service that you're offering to MIT students. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical, and for more information on peer-to-peer, you can go to medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.